So we're here on Daf Ches. Let's see where we can start, because I want to start where we left off. That makes sense, right?
Sure.
So we're on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and it's kind of smack in the middle of the page. The first word in the line is Minchaso, if you can find that. And at the end of that line it says Hahumi Boile. So let's just give a little bit of background of what we did yesterday so that we can glide into this. We're trying to find a source for Shelo Lishma. In Shelo Lishma we said, in general, the law is that the carbon is kosher, but it's not Ole L'shem Bailin L'chovasa. That was the first Mishnah in the parak. But the first Mishnah gives the exception of a carbon chatos. And there, the Torah tells us twice that it has to be lishma, to tell me that it's ma'akev. And therefore, if you had a shalom lishma and chatos, the carbon is posel. What we're going to talk about today is that there are many different categories of chatos, and although Rav Huna, and that was the last thing we discussed, he quotes a source for chatos, an extra source for chatos that tells me that you need lishma, and that was morning Shmuel. That was the pasuk in chatos nazir, right in the parasha of nazir, which is in Noso. It says the hikriv hakohen lifnei Hashem v'asa es chatoso v'es olaso, and that's going to teach me a special halacha of shinui kodesh, meaning if it was shalom lishma li'ikuva with regard to a karbon chatos, because the nazir brings a karbon chatos when he terminates his nazirus. And what Rav Huna does is he takes the word chatoso in the pasuk in parashas chatos nazir, and he says, well, why did the Torah just say the asa es hachatos? Why did it have to add the possessive vav at the end of the word chatos, the extra chatoso? And that's going to tell me the halacha of shinui bailim, because again, when we said that chatos is likuva, what we mean that lishma is likuva in two categories, both in shinui kodesh and in shinui bailim. And for that, we need an extra pasuk. If you want to tell me chatoso, that you need lishma from the word chatos, then it means that v'aso l'chatos, kol asiyoso l'shem chatos, we already have a source that all the avodos have to be done l'shem chatos, but that's only l'mitzvah. How do we know that it's likuva and it completely undermines the karbon? So for that we need another pasuk, and that pasuk is the extra pasuk in chatos nazir. But again, that's only going to tell us that if the machshava was not l'shem chatos, the karbon is pasul. But what about a case where it was for somebody else? That's called shinui bailim. So that's where Rav Huna comes up with the extra vav, and that allows me to say that the chatos has to be shechted for the purpose of this particular nazir and not for anybody else on the face of the earth. That's called shinui bailim. So we now according to Rav Huna, are in a very comfortable position, because we have one source for kodesh, for shinui kodesh in chatos. And that is because we already derived from earlier psukim, as we did yesterday, that you need lishma in chatos l'mitzvah. Now we have to do it likuva. And how do we know it's likuva? That's from the extra word chatos. But that's only as far as shinui kodesh is concerned. Now,
is it making noise?
Yeah. It's really disturbing. If you don't mind, if you could put it on mute. And now we need a special pasuk for shinui bailim, and that's where Rav Huna is. He invokes the extra vav of the word chatos, and it says chatoso. Maskif la Ravina. So Ravina asked him a question, and that is, what about the vav in olaso? In other words, if the vav is an extra letter for drasha, then in the very same pasuk where it says v'yoses chatoso, it says v'yoloso, v'yosoloso. And that should be a problem. I darshi be. You know, there's, according to you, Rav, if you want to be consistent about it, whenever there's an extra vav, you have to derive something from it. So you should derive something from the extra vav of olaso, which is in the same pasuk as chatoso. And at this point, the Gemara takes a break, and the Gemara says, why did Ravina ask from the vav of olaso? He could have asked the question from an extra vav in the very next pasuk in the parash of Nazir. So again, we're in Bamidbar Vav, and we took a look at pasuk Tezayin. Now we look at pasuk Yud Zayin, and the Torah says, "V'asa kohen es minchaso v'es nisko." In other words, the chatos has to be followed up by a mincha and a nesech. And there also it says minchaso with the extra vav at the end, and nisko with the extra vav at the end. So why didn't Ravina get up and yell and scream about this pasuk of chatos of minchaso v'nisko, the extra vav in minchaso and the extra vav in nisko? So the Gemara answers that didn't bother Ravina. Why not? Hahumi boile. Okay, that's where we're starting today. Everything that we did till now was just to review what we did yesterday. Hahumi boile. We need the extra vav to teach us. Okay, now in, just as an introduction, what the Gemara is going to say about the extra vav of minchaso and nisko is going to require that we mention a drasha which is quoted in the Gemara way later on Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, and there the Gemara is darshaning a pasuk in the parasha of the Musafim of Yontif. The Musafim of Yontif have to be accompanied, followed up with a mincha and a nesech, similar to what we're seeing here in the case of Nazir. And there too, we had a drasha, and based on that drasha, on Daf Pei Dalid, the Gemara derives a very sensational conclusion about the mincha and the Nesachim, and that is that even if they didn't get a chance to bring the Karban Mincha on the very same day that they brought the Musaf, so the Musaf is during the day because that's when it's Yontif, the Kedusha Yom generates a Chiyuv Musaf, now they have to bring a Mincha, but they didn't get a chance to bring the Mincha, then that's okay. They can bring the Mincha at night following the day of the Karban Musaf. Now, normally we don't bring karbanos at night, but here we're talking about a karban mincha. A karban mincha is radically different than what we call a zevach of dam. In other words, dam where we do the zrikas adam. Here, in the case of mincha, which comes from flour, there's no dam. So mincha operates with its own regulations. And the same thing is true for the nesachim. The nesachim are niske yayin. They have nothing to do with dam. And you can bring the mincha and the nesach of this Karban Musaf the night afterwards, the following night. Because again, in Halacha, the night in Kodshim, in the Beis HaMikdash, follows the day. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the night precedes the day, but in Beis HaMikdash, the night follows the day. So the night following the day of Musaf is appropriate, or shall I say, if need be, is appropriate for the Mincha and the Nesachim. And the Gemara now, getting back to our sugya, is going to apply that same reasoning and derive that same halacha with regard to a chatas nazir, that when the nazir brought his chatas, if they didn't get a chance to bring the mincha and the nesach on behalf of the nazir on that very day, then they can bring it the night following. And that's derived from the extra vav of minchaso and the extra vav of nisko. So the extra vav is sort of an expansion as far as the time allotment is concerned, and it swallows up the night. The Gemara goes even one step further and says, afilu lebachar, even if they didn't bring the mincha or the nesach at night, they could bring it the next day. And again, just as we saw with regard to the mincha and the nesech of a korban musaf during the yontif, that you can do it at night if need be, and even the next day, so too in chatas nazir, the mincha of the nazir, and even the nesech of the nazir can be brought at night, following the day, or even the next morning. Ella, but rather, what was Ravina bothered by? Olas olaso my darshi bay. What was Rav Huna going to do with the extra vav in olaso in the parish of Chatas Noz? That becomes a question. Ravina now doubles up with another question, another objection he raises against Rav Huna's v'su. And furthermore, mi gamri me adadi. Can you really derive, and this is the main sugya for today, can you really derive conclusions about a korban chatos, as far as lishma is concerned, from one chatos to the other? In other words, do we see all chatos? There are many, many different categories of chatos. The classic one is what's called a chatos chelev, where he violated Nisakaris, the shogeg. Can you put them all into one shalant and say that whatever law you derive from the Torah in one particular parasha regarding one particular chatos, therefore ipso facto I can generalize it to include all chatos? And Ravina says no, there's no such halacha. Mi gmiria me'adadi. He asks him rhetorically, can you derive the din of lishma from one chatos, let's say from the case of Nazir, to the classical chatos, which is called chatos chelev? And he says, no, chatos chelev mi chatos nozer lo gamra. There's no way that you can logically equate them, even though they both belong to the same category of chatos, but nevertheless, shekein, yeshima damim acherim. What does that mean? Maybe the Torah was more machmir in the case of nazir, and I'll prove it to you. What do we have that's unique to Nazir? The Nazir has to bring three karbanos, a whole series of karbanos. He's not limited to bringing a chatos. He also is obligated to bring both an ola and a shlamim when he completes his nazirus. So you see that the Torah is really throwing the book at him and being very machmir on a Nazir. And maybe that's why the Torah says it's got to be lishma. It's a chumra that applies to chatos Nazir, but I cannot deduce another kind of chatos, the classical chatos chelev, from that. And then he goes and he says the reverse is also true. Chatos nazir v'chatos chelev lo gamra. Meaning, even if you were to prove to me that lishma is likuva in chatos chelev, I wouldn't be able to derive chatos nazir, because the Torah is very machmir about a chatos chelev shekein kares, because it's a result of the violation of an isur kares. Not in the case of a nazir, he didn't violate any isur. On the contrary, the nazir took upon himself extra mitzvahs. So therefore we should be a little bit more light and lenient with regard to a nazir and allow for the validation of the karban, even if it was shechted shelo lishma. And basically, just to summarize the thesis of Ravina, you cannot equate every single karban chatos one to the other. You know, don't think they all belong to what's called mikshachas. They're all made of the same material. No. If you only knew Chatas Nazir and the Torah's Machmer and says Shalom Lishma is possible in Chatas Nazir, that's because the Torah was very Makbid and Machmer on a Nazir requires that the Nazir bring not only a Chatas, he has to bring also an Ola and a Shlomit. And if you knew Chatas Nazir, I'm sorry, the other way around. So therefore, Chatas Nazir, which is a whole series, the Torah's Machmir, therefore it's an absolute requirement of Lishma. Lishma is indispensable. Mashen King Chelev is only one Chatas, one Karban. He doesn't have to bring any additional Karban. If on the flip side, I only had Chatas Chelev, I wouldn't be able to derive Chatas Nazir, because in the case of Chatas Chelev, the Torah is very Machmir, throwing the books at him, because he violated an Isur Kares. That's not true for the Nazir. So now at this point, we have to find another source for the din of Shelo Lishma and Chatos. El Omer Rava, Rava says, Asya Mechatos Mitzora. Let's open up to Parshas Mitzora. Dechsiv, the Torah says in Vayikra Yudalid, V'asa HaKohen Es HaChatos. And why did the Torah go out of its way to point out that it has to be done as a Chatos? To tell me that Shiyu Kol Asiyosov L'Shem Chatos, that all the avodas have to be done L'Shma for the purpose of this Chatos. And again, we already have the din of Lishma in Chatas Chelev. If we take the din of Chatas Chelev, which is, has to be Lishma, but that's only the mitzvah, and we combine it together with Lishma in the case of Chatas Mitzorah, we're going to say the extra pasuk by Chatas Mitzorah is going to teach me that it's Likuva, it's not just L'mitzvah. That's called Shina Kosev Bazeliakev. The Torah repeats itself in order to tell you that it's absolutely indispensable. The carbon is possible if it's not Lishma. So the Gemara says, the Ashkechan Shinui Kodesh. Okay, fine. The Torah says, Kol Asiyosev L'shem Chatas. Not L'shem any other carbon. But what about Shinui Bailim? How are you going to derive Shinui Bailim? And that's, and that, and I'm going to say that Shinui Bailim is also Likuva. If he has in mind the wrong miskapir, that's going to undermine the carbon. Amakra, the Gemara says that if we go back to Chatas Nazir, it says V'chiper al hamitaher, that as part of the process of purifying the mitzorah, the kapar has to be on behalf of this mitzorah who's being mitaher. But al-Matayr Zev, al-Matayr Chaver, but not on behalf of another person who's being Matayr. So let's say you have two Mitzorah, and you have Reuven and Shimon, they're both now bringing their Karbonos for Tahara purposes, and instead of having in mind when he brought the Chatos of Mitzorah A, of Reuven, he had in mind Mitzorah B, Shimon, then that's considered to be a no-no, that passes the Karbon, and now we have a source for Shini Bailim in Chatas. But once again, we only derive this from Chatas Mitzorah. That's only one case in point. There are many other kinds of Chatos. So we get back to Ravina's logic, and we have to ask ourselves, well, do we have the right to derive one Chatas from another? Vakati ki alfi me'adadi. Can we possibly learn one chatas from another one? Chatas chelev, mechatas mitzorah, lo yolfa. You cannot derive any conclusions from chatas mitzorah because the Torah was very makpid and machmir on a mitzorah. Sheken yeshima dovim acherim. The Torah says in the parasha mitzorah that on the day of his tara, he has to bring not only a chatas, he also has to be a korban osham and a korban ola. Again, a whole series of korbanos. So that's why the Torah says it's got to be lishma. And then let's flip it around. Let's say the Torah tells me Lishma and Chatas Chelev is Chatas Mitzorah mi Chatas Chelev lo gomra shekein kares. The Mitzorah didn't violate any Iser kares, so we can be light with him, and maybe we can be machshir as Chatas even if we shalom Lishma. But in the case of Chelev, where he violated Iser kares, we have to be more machmir and we have to passel the carbon if we shalom Lishma. Says the Gemara, you know what? I can still salvage something from Rava's answer. Mechad lo asya. You're right, if I wanted to derive one chatas from another chatas, I could not successfully do so. But teisei chadami tarte. If I put together two of these three chatos, we have three chatos, and in all three of them, the Torah tells us the din of Lishma. We have a chatas chelev, we have a chatas nazir, we have a chatas mitzorah. If we take two out of the three, we can derive the third. And since we can derive the third one becomes absolutely extra, and it's telling you likuva. Now, the Gemara at this point hasn't yet told us which two, if they join forces, would be able to teach me the third. And the third is the one that's superfluous, and that's going to teach me Likuva. Behelo Nichtov. Tell me, which one of the three can be derived from the other two? So if you're going to say, Lo Lichtov Rachmona Bechatas Chelev, in other words, Chelev, which is so chamur, as a result of the fact that he violated what? An Iser Kares. So then, certainly Chelev could be derived from the other two, from Nazir and Mitzorah, because Nazir and Mitzorah didn't violate any criminal act. So if in Nazir and Mitzorah the Torah was Makpid and requires Lishma, much more so Chelev. So Chelev, which is a Kares, if the Torah was spelled out Lishma, it's coming to teach you Li'ikuva. So the Gemara says, Ma'ala Hanach Shekei Yeshima Dom Acherim, what's common to both Nazir and Mitzorah is that the Torah was so severe with them, and the Torah required an entire series of karbonos, whereas Chelev is only one single karbon. So again, at this point, we cannot derive Chelev from a combined effort of Chatas Nazir and Chatas Mitzorah, because Shekein yesh imayim domim acherim. So the Gemara says, and if you'll offer the following suggestion, lo lichtov rachmona b'chatas nazir, maybe we could derive chatas nazir from a combined forces of chatas chelav and mitzorah v'teisi mihanach. The Gemara says, that's not good. Why? Malahanach shekein eilem she'elu. The Torah is very lenient with regard to nazir. Nazir has a very unique kula. What's the unique kula? The zeris is something that one accepts upon himself. And when you do so, that's called a neder. Again, I'm not going into the distinction now between a neder and a shvua. I'm not sure where the zeris fits in. That's a shir unto itself. But for our purposes, we'll call it a neder. Now, the law of a neder is that you could be shoel on a neder, which means you sit in front of a chacham, a scholar, and you tell him, you know what, I made a boo-boo. I thought I could be a nazir, no sweat, right? And I can't do it. It's like too much for me. So the chacham could be matir es haneder meikaro. He could remove the neder. So it comes out that this chatas of a nazir is not a definite. It's subject to what's called hafka. Hafka means we can remove it. How can you remove the chatos? By removing the nazirus. How can you remove the nazirus? Through she'ela. So therefore, since the nazirus and the chatos of a nazir is something that's iffy, it's conditional, it may be or may not be, therefore the Torah is more makil. So even if you knew the din of likuva in the two cases of chatos chelev and chatos mitzora, you would not be able to derive chatos nazir because of the kula of nazir, that it's nitan l'she'ela. So the Gemara now offers another possibility. Lo lichtov rachmona v'chatos mitzora. Let's try the third possibility. Let's join forces between chelev and nazir and derive mitzora. Tesi mehanach. So Gemara says, no. Malahanach shekein ein boin v'dalos. There's a special kula with regard to mitzora that doesn't apply neither to a nazir nor to a person who ate chelev. And that is what's called dalos. That's otherwise known as a carbon ola v'yored. Meaning, with regard to every chatas, with the exception of mitzora, the chatas has to be from either tzon, which means, let's say, a se'ira, a feminine, a female animal. And that's true both for an asher and an ani. In other words, in any other chatas, you can't come and cry poverty. However, the exception to that rule is a chatas mitzora. That a chatas mitzora, in fact, will come from tzon, you know, let's say a goat, we gave the example, if he has the money to pay for it. But if he's poverty stricken, he's an ani, then he brings birds. Okay, there are two types of birds that he could bring. He has a choice. It's either torim or b'nei yona. These are different types of turtle doves. And therefore, the Torah was being makil with regard to a chatas mitzora by offering the option, if he's poor, that he doesn't have to bring the chatas from an animal. He can bring it from a bird. Birds, I guess, are cheap. I mean, I never knew how to catch a bird. I see them all the time on the streets. I was always wondering, I'm not a shochet, but anyway. So he says the following, that therefore maybe even if the Torah says that lishma is likuva in chatas chelev and in chatas nazir, the Torah would still allow shalol lishma and chatas mitzora. There was more mekil in the case of a chatas mitzora. So basically at this point, the Gemara is raising its hands in the air and telling us that we need the din of lishma, likuva, in all these three chatos. Not one of them is superfluous. And therefore, we cannot derive any sort of universal conclusion that applies to all other chatos. Soon we'll see a whole list of all of the chatos. And derive that it's likuva, that lishma is likuva. So we have to find a different pasuk. Amakra, this is the old pasuk that we've been repeating over and over and over again. And we some say it in the piyud on Regal. It's in Vayikra Zayin. It says Zos haTorah liola lamincha lachatos liyashem lemiluim lezevach hashlamim. This is a hekesh in which the Torah equates all different categories of karbanos. Now again, included in this list is both shlamim and chatos. There's a fundamental difference between the two, because in the case of shlamim, lishma is not likuva. It has to do with Eino Ola L'Shem Bailin, but it's really just L'mitzvah. The carbon is still kosher, even though it was Shechtin Shalom L'Shma. In the case of Chatos, we want to derive a much more far-reaching conclusion that it's got to be done L'Shma. But the Gemara says that shouldn't bother us. Why? He kisho akosuv. The Torah equated chatos with shlamim, mash shlamim bein shini kodesh bein shini bailin beinon lishma lemitzvah of chatos bein shini kodesh bein shini bailin beinon lishma lemitzvah. In other words, as far as the first level, the first tier, namely that you need lishma as a mitzvah, that in chatos I don't need a pasuk for that in chatos because I can fall back on shlamim. Shlomim has a din of lishma in mitzvah that we've derived from psukim, and that applies both lishma l'shem kodesh, meaning for the sake of shlomim, and lishma l'shem bailim, that it shouldn't be a shini bailim. So l'mitzvah we've covered as far as chatas is concerned. Hilkach, now that we have l'mitzvah mishlomim, hanach kroy, all the different psukim, namely chatas chelev, chatas nazir, chatas mitzora, they all are telling me li'ikuva. La'akev, meaning number one, shini kodesh is ma'akev, number two, shini bailim is ma'akev, and number three, it applies not just to shechita, but to all four avodos. So this is a brilliant move that the Gemara makes over here. And the Gemara basically says that now we have a din of likuva that's derived from these three chatos, okay? But the Gemara is still not happy about this. Li'ikuva means that not only is it required that it be lishma, that's called a mitzvah, but li'ikuva means that if it wasn't done lishma, throw the carbon into the rubbish. It's worthless. That's a unique halacha in chatos, and we derive it in three different parashios of chatos. In chatos chelev there's a pasuk for that. In chatos nazir there's a pasuk for that. In chatos mitzora there's a pasuk for that. You'll tell me maybe those pasukim are only telling me l'mitzvah. The answer is I already know l'mitzvah. How do I know l'mitzvah? From the equation to shlamim. So now since in shlamim we have a din of l'mitzvah with regard to lishma and with regard to bailin and with regard to all four avodos, I automatically apply that same set of rules to chatos, even before the get-go, even before I start analyzing the parashios of chatos. Now I analyze the parashios of chatos already building on what I know, meaning I already know that there's a din l'mitzvah as far as lishma is concerned. Now the extra psukim are telling me likuva, that it's absolutely indispensable and the carbon is worthless if we shalom lishma. Okay, now we have a list of other chatos. And the Gemara says, milvad. Milvad means, what about, you know, you're telling me that we have three categories of chatos. We had chelev, nazir, and mitzoru. And milvad, meaning in addition to those three, we have a bunch of other chatos. Let's just mention another four of them. Number one, there's something called chatos avodah zarah. It's a special parsha in the Torah that if a person worshipped an idol unintentionally, that's called the shogeg. He has to bring what's called a se'iras izim. He has to bring a goat, a female goat. Whereas chatas chelev, you can bring also a sheep, a female sheep. But that option doesn't exist with regard to the chatas of an oved avodah zarah, b'shogeg. Then we have another category, chatas shvuas ha'edus, a person who denied that he has testimony, took an oath that he doesn't have testimony, then it turns out he does have testimony. Such a person has to bring a special chatas called chatas shvuas ha'edus. Then we have a parasha called chatas shvuas biti, a person takes a shvua and it's a false oath, he has to bring a chatas. That's a shvua that he took on his own initiative. And then number four, we have the case of Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav. If a person who was Tommy went into the Migdash Re'en Kodshim and all this was done B'Shogeg, he has to bring a Chatos. Now with regard to many of these categories of Chatos, we have what's called a Karban Ola V'Yorit. Meaning again, if he's an Ashir, he'll bring either a sheep or a goat. And if he's an Ani, he brings the birds, the Shtei Torim, the Shnei Bnei Yonah. One for a chatos, one for an ola. If he's a dalsha bedolim, if he's absolutely destitute, he can't even afford birds, he can bring asiris ha'efa solas l'chatos. He can just bring a carbon that's made of a flour. That's the cheapest on the book. So the Gemara asks now, Ashkechan, dechatas chelev, dechsivva lechatas. You have an extra pasuk that teaches you lishma in chelev. Okay, fine. But chatas the avodas kochavim, and also dishmias hakol, or the bitui svasayim, a false oath, or tumas mikdash v'kadosh, lo ksivu, there it doesn't say that the asi has to be lishma minolon. Can you derive all these other categories? We had four additional categories of chatos from chelev. And the Gemara says that chatos tavodos kochavim asi. Cross out one on the list. There's one of those extra four chatos that's very similar to chatos chelev, and that is avodah zarah. Shekein karis kamosa. It's exactly like a chatos chelev in the sense that he violated avodah zarah. The Torah obviously is more machmir in the case of avodah zarah, as we said before, only allows him to bring a se'ira and not a kizba. But if shalol lishma pasels a chatos chelev, then how much more so it's going to pasel a chatos avodah zarah? But hanach kulo, what are you going to do with all the others? They don't have that chumra of kares. So how are you going to derive all the others from chelev? And the Gemara answers, bameh hatzad. So let's go through this bameh hatzad. And don't get nervous. It may sound complicated, but it's not complicated at all. Because based on everything we know, it's going to be pretty simple. What are the cases of chatos that we're trying to derive? We have shmias kol, that was the call of edus, the testimony. We have bitus sosai, false oath. And we have tumas miglash v'kadoshe. We're going to derive those three from the other three, where the Torah explicitly requires lishma, namely chelev, chatos, chelev, nazir, and mitzora. So you'll say, well, you know what, I can't derive anything from chelev. The Torah is more machmir in chelev because it's kares, and in none of the other cases that we mentioned is there kares. Oh, so I'll answer, well, what about chatos nozir and chatos mitzora? There, the Torah tells you it has to be lishma, and those are not cases of kares. So therefore, we're going to assume that shini kodesh and shini bailim are posel in all these three cases because they're similar to nazir mitzora. But then you'll turn around and you'll say, wait a minute, nazir mitzora can't prove to you anything because they're part of a series. The Torah is very machmir, they have to bring not only a chatos but an entire series of karbonos. So on that I'll say v'chelev chatos. Chatos chelev tochiyah, because chatos chelev has no other carbon that accompanies it. It's a single carbon unto itself, and shini is posel. So atzad shava shemen, what's equal in all these three cases is they, number one, they're chatos. Number two, shini bailim or shini kodesh is posel b'hem. So I'll be able to derive the chatos of shmias kol, the chatos of shuas pitu, and the chatos of tumas miglish gadoshav, that there also it's a chatos and shinu is posel. That's the final line in this gemara. Okay, then, so again, if you wake me up in the middle of the night and ask me, how do I know in all chatos that there's a din of shinui posel li'ikuva? So I'm going to tell you the following. A, first, how do I know that in all chatos lishma is a requirement limitzvah? And then I'm going to know from the equation to shlomo. Then I'm going to go through three out of the seven chatos, and that is chelev, nazir, and mitzvah. And I'm going to find in each one of those cases a pasuk that tells me kol asiyosav lishma. And that's called Shina Kosev Li'ikuva, which means when the Torah repeats itself, it's taking us from the level of mitzvah, which means L'chatchila, to the level of Li'ikuva, that it's absolutely indispensable. Okay, fine, so you've derived three out of the seven. What about the other four? So the answer is, in the case of Avodah Zarah, that I can derive from Chelev, they're both Kares. In the other three cases of Shuas Ha'edah, Shuas Pitui, and Kutumas Miklish Kadoshah, those I'm going to derive with the Tzad HaShavu, when I gather together the forces of Chatas Chelev, Chatas Nazir, Chatas Mitzora. Anytime you ask me a pircha, I'll prove from the other one that it's that Shinu is Miakev, even though it doesn't have that pircha. And that's called its Sarashah. Okay. Now, until now, we've been discussing Chatas. Now, if you recall, the Mishnah has another exception to the rule where Shalol Lishma is possible, and that's the case of Pesach. Now, As an introduction to the sugya of Karban Pesach, which we're about to embark upon, we have to know that there are two categories of Karban Pesach. There's one called Pesach Bizmano, Okay, and the question is exactly when is the Zman of a Korban Pesach? That's going to be a gigantic machlokas tanoim, whether it's from the afternoon, that's Chatzos of Yudalit, or even from daybreak in the morning of Yudalit. But anyway, that's called Pesach Bizmano. Then we have something called Pesach Bishar Yemos Hashon, meaning on days during the year where there's no Hakrova of Korban Pesach. Let's say, for example, the 13th of Nisan, for sure, according to everyone, that's called Shar Yemos Hashon. So the Brisa establishes the following distinction. Pesach Bizmano, if he shechts the Korban Pesach in its time, the proper time would be after Chatzos on Yudalit Lishmo, and he did it Lishem Pesach Kosher. That's perfect. He did everything he had to do. But if he shechted Shalol Lishmo for the sake of another Korban, we've already learned in that Mishnah that Shalol Lishmo completely disqualifies a Korban Pesach like we saw in Chatos, and it's possible. That's as far as Pesach Bizmano is concerned. So see the Lishmo, Lishmo it's perfect, and it's room for celebration, or it's Shalol Lishmo and it's absolutely worthless, it's possible. Oh, Visharimo, Visharimo Sashoto, what's the status of Pesach during the rest of the year? So here it works just the opposite. Everything gets reversed. Why? Lishmo, possible. Lishmo means if he shechted Lishem Pesach, and the Torah says you should shechted Lishem Pesach at a certain time, now he shechted it on Shari Mos Hashanah, that's possible. But Shalol Lishmo, paradoxically, kosher. Why would Shalol Lishmo be kosher? Because it's not a Pesach. But Shari Mos Hashanah has a different status, namely that of what? Shlomim. And if it has the status of Shlomim, then the law of Shalol Lishmo and Shlomim is that the carbon is still kosher. So once again, just to summarize the Brisa, Pesach Bizmano, Lishma is kosher, Shalol Lishma is possible. Pesach Bishayim Mos Hashanah, Lishma is possible, and Shalol Lishma is kosher.
Just to clarify, it's kosher meaning that meat can be used and you can do the Zrikab Zadam, but the Baal, you have to bring a new one?
Correct. Okay. Correct, yes.
But okay. You can't bring a new Pesach.
Well, again, if it's still Bizmano, he has time. If he doesn't have time, then we'll, you know. If it's Shalom Bizmano, Kolshke, he has time. You know, he brought it on the 13th. He has the whole day of the 14th to bring the Pesach. If he doesn't do so, maybe we'll give him an option another month down the line. I don't know. It depends whether it was Mezid, a Shogeg, a Tomei, a Tar, whatever it might be. So Gemara says, Minali Mili, how do you know that Pesach, Bishar Yemos HaShonah, has the status of a Shlomim, and therefore Shalol Lishma is Kosher? Amar Avu Adishmuel, Di Amar Kra, the Torah says at the beginning of Vayikra, V'im Minatzon Karbano, L'Zevach Shlomim Lashem, Zohar Onikeva Tomim Yakrivenu. Now, it's very interesting because we're talking about a Korban Pesach here. How do I know we're talking about a Korban Pesach? Because it says in the Pasuk Tzon, and Tzon is a reference to Korban Pesach, right? A lamb, let's say, a Tlez Tzon. And the Torah seems to imply here that the only way you could bring this Korban is only Minat Tzon. And what Korban comes to mind when we talk about a Korban that could only be brought from Tzon, that's a Korban Pesach. Dover Abba Minat Tzon. And yet, the Pasuk ends by saying, L'zevach Shlomim Hashem. How can you tell me that we're talking about Minat Tzon Korban or Pesach, and then you tell me it's like Shlomim Hashem? And the answer must be that Pesach could have the status of a Korban Shlomim. How so? Because during Shari Yemos HaShonah, it's not royal Pesach, like Krovas Pesach, it becomes a Korban Shlomim. And that's why Shalol Lishma in our Mishnah is kosher b'Shari Yemos HaShonah. So the Gemara says, but Ema, perhaps we could say Shlomim in Midi Achrini Lo. Maybe what the Torah is saying is that if you take this Korban Pesach and you shecht it L'Shem Shlomim, that's okay. But how do you know that you're allowed to shecht it for an Ola or a Chatos or any other Korban? In other words, we don't see here, we cannot derive here an absolute halacha that equates Pesach with Shlomim. Maybe the Torah is only saying that Pesach has a relationship to Shlomim, and therefore, if you had a lishma l'shem shlamim, that could still save the day, and you're okay the shem pesach and you replace it with the shem shlamim. But if you had in mind a different karbon, maybe that's a shinui kodesh liikuva, and therefore it should be pasul. Amar Rav Ila, Amar Rav Yochanan lizevach. If we go back to the pasuk that we started with, there's an extra word in the pasuk. It says, "V'im minatzon karbano shlamim l'Hashem." Why lizevach shlamim l'Hashem? L'rabos kol zevach. In other words, it's kosher b'torah shlamim, and it's also kosher b'torah kol zevach, because shlamim shalol lishma is like any other karban shalol lishma. And in this case, the Pesach takes on the personality of a shlamim, and therefore, whatever zevach you had in mind, it's a case of shlamim shalol lishma, like any other carbon shalol lishma is kosh. The Gemara is not happy with this. Ema called the shachit lehevi kamosa. Maybe it means that any carbon Pesach that was shechted lishmo can be a Pesach kimoso. In other words, but you need lishmo. That means if you shechted it l'shem shlamim, then it could be an akira, and you could set up a chalos din shlamim, now become shlamim. But maybe what it means is that this karbon, because again, keep in mind the Torah says lezevach, and lezevach means an all-inclusive zevach. And that might mean that, let's say for example an ola, let's say he shechted a pesach shalos bizmano l'shem ola. So we're telling you that that has the din of shlamim l'shem ola, which means it's a carbon shlamim, and it's kosher, etc. But what happens if he had l'shem ola, and maybe when the Torah says l'zevach, even l'shem ola has the power to be oker the shem pesach and set up a shem ola? Now, we're assuming that automatically the pesach b'shari mos hashana is what? Shlamim. And then we operate with the dinim of shlamim. And all the dinim of hakrava shlamim, and we've mentioned in the past there are many unique dinim in shlamim, they will apply. Maybe what the Torah is saying is that in a Pesach b'shari mos hashana, you could be oker the shem Pesach and substitute any shem carbon that you want. It's just, what word am I looking for? It's a faceless, anonymous carbon, and kol hakodem zacha. In other words, so if, let's say, for example, he had in mind in this Pesach b'shari mos hashana shem ola, maybe he takes on the law of an ola. And that's called in the Gemara's language, Ema, kol d'shachit lehevi kimosa. In other words, we'll look at the shechita, and based on the shechita and the machshava of the shechita, we'll determine what is the nature of this karban. You know, it lends itself to be removed from a Pesach because it's shari mos hashana. But what is it? So we're assuming it's a shlamim. Maybe not. Maybe it's whatever you make it out to be. If you make it out to be an ola, it becomes an ola. How do you know that whatever carbon you shecht it on for, it becomes a shlamim? So my answer is, Yihavi ksiv l'shlamim v'zevach. Again, let's go over the pasuk. It says, V'im minatzon karbano lizevach shlamim l'Hashem. It should have said in the pasuk, v'im minatzon karbano lishlamim v'zevach, as if to say it could be a shlamim or it could be a zevach as an alternative. Could it come? And then you're right, it's called the shochet levi kamoso. But that's not what it says in the pasuk. But rather it says im minazevach karbano lizevach shlamim l'Hashem. It becomes a shlamim. Hashem b'tziv lizevach shlamim. The implication is l'chol d'shachet lei, whatever he has in mind, it's shlamim lehevi. It becomes a shlamim. So then, what the Gemara is determining now is that a carbon pesach b'shari mos hashana is a candidate for one and only one kind of carbon, namely what? Shlamim. The Gemara is still not happy. The Gemara says, why do you have to darshan lezevach shlamim to tell you that that's the shame of the zevach? It becomes a shlamim. Ema, maybe what the Torah has in mind is lezevach klal. We have a principle called klal pradu klal. So zevach is a klal. Then it says in the pasuk shlamim, that's a prat. And if we don't have another klal afterwards, Then klal uprat ein beklal mashab prat. Shlomim im midi achrina lo. Now the Torah is only machshir the Pesach b'shayim os hashana if you had a machshava shlomim, but not if you had a machshava l'shem zevach acher. So basically, what the Gemara is toying with now is that we're not going to give a Pesach b'shayim os hashana exactly the din of shlomim, because if it was a din of shlomim, then he could have any other kavana, whatever kavana he has in mind, it's shalol l'shma's kosher. But rather, it has the potential to be a shlomim. But in order to actualize that potential, we need a machshava l'shem shlomim. And then the Torah is machshir the Pesach b'Torah shlomim. So the machshava shlomim has the power of akira. Akira means the ability to change the nature of the karma. But if, on the other hand, he doesn't have a machshava shlomim, but rather for the sake of another karbon, then that would not be machshir. You can't be okir the shame Pesach, and therefore it's possible. And that's called a klal uprat. Klal uprat ain beklal elamasha beprat. So we're limiting it only to shlomim. So the Gemara says Lashem. The pasuk says zevach. Shlomim with Zevach Shlomim Lashem, and the word Lashem is a klal. So now we have a different kind of structure here. What we have is a klal prat uklal, and whenever you have a klal prat uklal, then we're adding anything that's similar to the prat. Meaning, just like the prat in Shlomim is another karbon, so too any other machshava. It's not just machshava shlomim, because the Torah added the klal at the end, and that tells you that the klal comes to expand the prat, which means that anything similar to the prat, meaning any other machshava for any other zevach other than Pesach, is enough to be machshir the korban. Maskifle Rav Yaakov minar pkod. Rav Yaakov is not a happy camper. Holo domi klala basra l'klala klala. When do we apply the principle of klal pratu klal? That's only if the klal is like the klal at the end is like the klal at the beginning. Here, the lashem at the end is not at all like lezevach at the beginning. Why? Klala kama mar bezvachim. The first klal that opens up this series is including all categories of korbanos, but v'su lo, which indicates that if the Pesach was shechted for another karbon, which is in nishchat haPesach l'shem karbonas achim she'enam b'shchita lo yuchshar. Okay, we have to know what that means. But there are other karbonos like ofos, the birds that don't get shchita. An oaf, when it's brought, gets malika as a substitute for shchita. But when you take a look at the klal basra l'shem, that certainly would include even ofos, is called a Lashem. Any carbon that's Lashem is included. So you see that there's a discrepancy here between Zevach and Lashem. An of, a carbon of, is not called Zevach technically, because Zevach means Shchita. And there's no Shchita by a carbon of, there's only Malika. Whereas Lashem includes all carbonists, even an of. He says, Vafilu le ofos, even though they're not subject to zvicha to shchita, but rather to malika, but nevertheless, it's considered lashem. And not only that, we can even go beyond the ofos. Vafilu liminachos, a mincha is also kosher b'torah shlomim, and that would be the expansion of lashem, even though there's no zvicha in a mincha, but it's lashem. So since the last klal of Lashem is different than the first klal of Lezevach, meaning Lezevach is very specific to the exclusion of Ophos and Menachos, we have no right to apply the principle of klal pratu klal. So the Gemara answers Hatana to Bei Rabbi Yishmael, that in order to explain our sugya of Rav Ila in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to have to introduce the Bei Rabbi Yishmael. Because what's the opinion of Debei Rabbi Yishmael? Bechlole uprate darish ki haigavna klal pratu klal. When you have a klal pratu klal, even if the last klal is not similar, it's not identical to the opening klal, nevertheless we can dash in klal pratu klal. Sheiata don elikain haprat. And let's apply klal pratu klal here to this pasuk of Korban Pesach. Ma prat mefurash. The Prat says Lishlamim is Shehu Shalol Lishmo V'Kosher. The Torah says that even though it's Shalol Lishem Pesach, nevertheless it's Kosher. Af Kol Shehu Shalol Lishmo is V'Kosher. Any other Machshava Lishem Zevach Acher, Lav Dafka Lishem Shlamim, is still going to be Kosher. Because Shalol Lishmo never passes the carbon. Again, you might ask, but maybe if he has a different machshav in mind, a different karma, like an ola, maybe he should take on the personality and the status of an ola, and we'll say called the shachet lei is what was the language going to call the shachet lehevi kamosa. So that the Gemara says is because it says lishlamim in the specific order in the sequence of the pasuk. That tells me only shlamim. But any machshava still makes it into a kosher karma, whatever zevach he has in mind. Again, it's always going to be a shlamim at the end of the day. So now the Gemara asks, "Ima haprat mefurash?" If you're telling me the prat tells me shlamim, well, maybe it's only a davar haba b'neder in a davar. If you optionally, voluntarily commit yourself to bring a karban shlamim, that's fine. That's called an adava. And then af kol haba b'neder nedava, we want to be marbet from this klal. Anything that comes b'neder nedava, but ola, for example, olo shlamim in. You know, this ola, which also lends itself to nedava, is like shlamim in that sense. But chatos v'yoshim lo, you cannot voluntarily commit yourself, accept upon yourself to bring neither a chatos nor an osham. And maybe, therefore, if he has a machshava in mind, in this case of Pesach B'Shayim Mos Hashana, for the sake of a chatos or for the sake of an osham, it's not kosher. Because it's got to be dumya de prat. And these karbonos of a chatos and osham are not dumya de prat. So the basic conclusion of the Gemara is that the source in the Torah for the din of Pesach B'Shayim Mos Hashana, when it was shechted shalol lishma, is that it becomes a karbon shlamim. And if that be the case, why did the Torah add the word lezevach? Why did it say lezevach shlamim? And the answer is el lezevach ribuyehu. In other words, since the Torah could have said lishlamim lashem, so the extra word lazevach has come to teach you that Pesach, that's shechted for the sake of any zevach. So again, we weren't able to learn it from the word lishlamim because ke'ena prat means that it's something that's bob and ended the dova. We couldn't learn l'shem chatos l'shem osham. But now that the Torah adds the word lezevach, which is completely superfluous in this pasuk, so we can circumvent the klal pratu klal and substitute lezevach as a ribui to tell you that whatever carbon he had in mind, even if it was l'shem chatos, l'shem ola, the carbon is kosher b'toras shlamim. So now the Gemara wants to ask the following question: why is it that the shalol lishma is oker the shem pesach dafka l'shlamim? Ema lechol the shachet le'lahavi kavase. Maybe we should say that whatever he shechted it for, that's the status of the carbon. If it's an ola, it's an ola. We had this question before on Rabbi Ovin, and now on Daf Tesamid Aleph, dochim kodshim anecholim eitzel kodshim anecholim v'ein dochim kodshim anecholim eitzel kodshim she'enam necholim. So we have a carbon ola. What's unique about a carbon ola? It's not a nechal. It goes completely kolil al mizbech, is completely burnt. And therefore, when you want to say that you can change the nature of a carbon, like in this case of a Pesach, and B'Shayim Mos Hashana we want to take on the status and the chalos of a shlamim, that makes sense. Why? Because we're talking about necholim. A Pesach is a carbon nechal, shlamim on necholim. But to say that now the Pesach, the B'Shayim Mos Hashana, should become an ola, that violates the rule. You're crossing all bounds because ola doesn't belong to this category of necholim. So therefore, we could not possibly say that a carbon Pesach, B'Shayim Mos Hashana, would change its identity entirely from one extreme to the other, and it would become a carbon ola. So the Gemara asks a different question. You're telling me that if he had in mind l'shem shlomim, it becomes a shlomim. If he had in mind l'shem ola, becomes shlomim. What if he had in mind l'shem chatos v'yosham? Atu chatos v'yosham milo misachle. In a certain sense, there's a very close, what word am I looking? Similarity, but I'm looking for a different word, between chatos v'yosham and ol necholim, because the chatos and yosham is eaten by zichrei kahuna. Again, the Israel can't eat from the chatos and the yosham, but the korban is eaten by somebody, by the kohen. So maybe we should say that if a person shechts a pesach b'shayimos hashana for the sake of a chatos v'yosham, it should become a chatos v'yosham. So now we have to formulate a rule that limits us to shlamim and excludes not just ola, but it also excludes chatos v'yosham. Ela dochim kodshim anecholim l'chol adam. We're talking about necholim means that anyone could eat it, even if he's Yisrael and he's not a kohen. Eitzel shlamim, because shlamim is called kodshim shenecholim l'chol adam. And now that's the word I wanted before. The affinity of Pesach and shlamim is a great affinity because it's necholim l'chol adam. But ain't dochim kodshim anecholim l'chol adam, eitzel kodshim shein anecholim. You can't be oker the shein Pesach, which is nechal l'chol adam, for the sake of kodshim that's only eaten by kohanim, namely chatas v'yosho. So therefore, the only candidate we have, if we want to make an akira and transform the status of a korban Pesach, is shlomim. It's not ola, and it's not even chatas v'yosham. Now the Gemara offers an alternative explanation as to why you could be oker the shein pesach b'shayim osur dafka to shlomim and not to ola chatos v'yosham. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Oven Omar, dochim kochim kalim eitzel kochim kalim v'ein dochim kochim kalim eitzel kochim kochim. The affinity between pesach and shlomim is in the fact that they both are kochim kalim. However, the three cases of ola, chatos, and osham are kodshe kodshim, and there it's a whole different ballgame. It's not at all similar to Pesach. So to say that you can take a Pesach and be okere to kodshe kodshim, to chatos, osham, the ola, that's impossible. Maskifle Rabbi Yitzchak Berevi Savrin. Okay, we have a different girsa also, Rabbi Savrov. Maybe we could say the following: that shachte l'shem maser levi maser. You know, you've now whittled it down to the affinity of a carbon that's nechal. It's nechal l'chol Yisrael, and it's kodshe kalim. Well, I have other cases of kodshe kalim that are not shlomim. For example, maser behema. You know, the tenth behema is sanctified and designated as maser. And it also has the status of kochim kalim, and at the same time it's nechal l'chol adam. So the Gemara asks l'may hilchasa. It is what nafkamina? What difference does it make? You're objecting. Well, why do you call it a carbon shlamim? Call it a carbon maser. Well, what is your agenda? What are you pushing for? What? How does that cut ice? L'may nafkamina? What's the difference? Call it shlamim or call it maser? What difference does it make? So to clarify the question of Rav Yitzchak, the Gemara says, "Delo liboy nesachim," because with regard to shlomim, there's a din of nesachim, but with regard to maser, there's no din of nesachim. Now, a nesachim means isaron soles blula b'revias hahin shemen revias hahin yayin lekevesh ne isaronim soles blula b'shlish. Hahin shemen shlish hahin yayin li ayil shlosh esronim solas blula bechatzi hahin shemen bechatzi hayayin lepar. So again, that's just to give you an idea of what nesachim are. But in the case of maser, there are no nesachim. The Gemara could have also given another nafkamina, and that's called tenufas chaz v'shok, which is absolutely necessary in the case of shlomim, but has no application in the case of maser. The Gemara gives one example. So he says, the lowly boy, nisachim lemilka ale below yigoel. And not only that, there's another nafkamina. And that is that if it would become maser, then you're not allowed to be pode a carbon maser. You can't sell it as maser, because the Torah says, lo yigoel. On my cross, the Gemara answers that in the case of Maser, the Torah says, I'll read the whole pasuk to you, V'chol, Maser, Bokar, Vitzon, Kol Asher Yavar, Tachas HaShovet, HaAsiri, Yiyah Kodesh, Lashem. It's got to be Asiri. It's got to be the 10th animal that goes out of the corral. Zewa Maser. But no other Bokar Vitzon, Ein Acher, Maser. You know, if you shecht an animal, shame maser, it cannot become maser, because the Torah went out of its way to tell you that only the 10th animal is maser. Kishmo Kenan. Ema, shachti l'shem b'char. We have another case of kochim kalim, which is nechal l'chol Yisrael. And that is b'char. So what happens if he shechted the Pesach b'shayim osashon l'shem b'char, l'evi ki b'char? Maybe you should take on the din of a b'char, l'may hilchasa. Once again, the little boy nesachim shlamim require nesachim, but b'char doesn't require nesachim. Inami, and I'll give you another nafkamina. The leisvei lekohanim, a b'char has to be given a spot in kahuna. So maybe we'll say that if he takes this pesach and he shechts it b'shayim osashon l'shem b'char, he's got to give it over to the kohen as a matana. So Gemara answers b'char. Now we have a pasuk also b'char that indicates that it has the same status of maser. And that it's excluded from this equation to shlamin. And what? How do we know that? The Gemara has what's called a gzeira shav, when you have two words that are similar. So here also we have avara avara the maser gomar. In other words, in the parsha of maser, it has the word havar. It says kol asher yavar tachas hashemet. And in the parsha of bechor, it also has the word yavar. It says vehavarta kol peter rechem lashem. And from the fact that the Torah uses the same word both in Maser and in Bechor, we're going to derive the equation that just like a Pesach cannot become Maser if he had in mind L'shem Maser, so too a Pesach cannot possibly become Bechor if he had in mind Bechor. So Gemara asks V'yema Shachte L'shem Tmura Lehevi Tmura. What happens if he shechted a Pesach again, b'shayivos hashana, l'shem t'mura? Maybe it would become a t'mura. Now, this is very strange. T'mura means that if you have a karbon and you want to transform, or transfer, I should say, the kedusha of that karbon onto a behemas chulin, so you violate a lav. And not only that, the behemas chulin becomes t'mura. It also, so you get both of them. Yeah, now both of them have the same kedusha. So the Gemara thinks that maybe a Pesach, if it's b'shayim osa shana, yeshech din l'shem t'mura, becomes a t'mura. So I don't understand what's going on over here. T'mura is not a category unto itself. It doesn't have its own kedusha. It has the kedusha of whatever carbon he was mamir. You know, he was mamir from this carbon, and it has the same status as that carbon. So how are you oker a Pesach for the sake of a tmura? So he has a footnote here. If you want to see it, you can open up to number you bet. Now that we have at least two people who own a mesifta, that's good for me. I'm hoping everyone will eventually own a mesifta. So he says the following on the third line. He says v'tzorach lomar. Shekavodas HaGemara Lakiras Pesach L'shem T'muras Maser. Gemara thinks that let's say he has Maser, a Maser Behema, and he wants to be Mamer the Maser onto this Pesach. And even though we had already Gzeiras HaKosuv that you can only add a Kedushas Maser to Behema if it's the Asiri, but maybe in the case of Tmura, since you're starting with the Asiri and you're just transferring the Kedusha, or I should say duplicating the Kedusha, you can't transfer the Kedusha, but you can duplicate it, you can clone it. Oh, now we have a good word for Tmura. Wow. And it becomes a Maser, even though it never had the counting of an Asiri. So here's a way of circumventing the problem of Maser and say that you can have in mind L'shem Maser, mean L'shem Tmura's Maser. And Lamai Hilchas, so what's the difference between Tmuras Maser and Shlomim? So the Gemara answers, Lamilki Aleh, he gets Malkus, first of all, for violating the Isur Tmura. Lo Yachlifen v'lo Yomir also. Inami Lamekim Allah, v'lav lo Yimocher v'lo Yigoel. We said that in the case of Maser's special lav that enjoins us from being Podeh or selling Maser, lo Yigoel. I'm not sure why the Gemara leaves out Nisachim here. Just one second. All right, so I owe you a debt here. I don't know why the Gemara, if we're talking about Tvuras Maser, why did the Gemara mention Nisachim like it did before? I don't know. Omar Marzutra, Breder Avnach, we have to find an answer to this question. How do we know that there's no din of being Oker a Pesach, B'shayim Osa Shana, make it into Tvuras Maser? Omar Kro, the Torah says in the Parashah of Tmura, V'hoya hu utmuraso yeh kodesh, meaning a behemas chulin, that's called hu, that can become tmura, zu tmura, v'yein acher tmura. In other words, the fact that you shefted a carbon for the purpose of tmura, that doesn't make it into tmura. Tmura means you took a behemas chulin and you tried to transfer unsuccessfully, but you can clone and you could graft it. Maybe that's even a better word than cloning. You could graft it onto another animal that's chulin, but to take an animal that's kodesh and convert it into a tmura, that we can't do. Wait, just one second. I'm sorry. I need a minute just to calculate the mathematics here. Again, it was poshut that you can't create tmura by having a machshav l'shem tmura, but there is such a thing as tmuras maser, and he had a machshav l'shem tmuras maser. So the more answer is no, because since it has kedushas pesach, it can't become tmura. Okay, it's good. Yeah, Alan, what do you want to say?
When you say kedushas pesach, you say because
Hasid
is a higher madriga than
Meiser. What, Shlomim, you mean? Shlomim is definitely on a higher madriga, right. Because Shlomim require Nisachim, they require Tenufa Sada,
those of
them. Right.
Only
going
to go upward.
Right. So the Gemara asks, V'ema Shachte L'shem Toda. Ah, Toda is a very good candidate because Toda is Kachim Kalim, it's Nechal Abaylim, it doesn't require Zikrei Kuhuna. And maybe now the Korban Pesach Shalom Bismano should take on the personality of a Toda when he has in mind L'shem Toda L'may Hilchasa. Number one, Latino Lechem, right? You need 40 Lechem to accompany the Toda. So the Gemara answers, Mi Ikamidi de Pesach Gufe Loboy Lechem Umosoro Boy Lechem. How can it be possible that Pesach itself doesn't require Lechem, and now in a case of Mosara Pesach, meaning a Pesach Shalom Bismano, then it does need lechem. The Pesach itself doesn't need any accompaniment of lechem. But now that it becomes a korban l'shem korban acher, it would require lechem. Awesome. And he writes here again in footnote number Tes Zion, he says kol korban she'eno royal he karev l'shem mashah huktash milchatchil l'shem korban acher kari mosar. The word mosar includes not just Pesach but other korbanos. For example, let's say you had an oshem shemesu bailov. Or, for example, he lost his carbon and he found another one and he replaced, now he found his original one. Or, for example, there were extra carbonos, he was magdish two carbonos, one as a default. In all these cases, we have something called mosar. And that's called karav l'keitz ha-mizbeach, which means we allow it to become a balmum, and we take its money and we put it into the trumas ha-lishka, and then we buy another carbon. And Pesach, when it was shechted shalom bismano, is also considered mosar. Why? Because it's not royally karav l'shem Pesach. So basically, the word mosar, we should know this, is a catchphrase that includes in it any karbon that cannot be brought for the sake of that karbon, for whatever reason it might be. Somebody died, they lost it and found it, and they replaced it. It was extra, it was superfluous, or it was shalom bismano in the case of Pesach. All that is called Mosar HaPesach. Now, Mosar HaPesach, when it's brought as Shlomim, is Nechal L'yom V'layla. It's not Nechal L'shnei Yomim V'layla K'shlomim. So this is really interesting because we've been saying all along that by shechting the Korban Pesach L'shem Shlomim, you were Oker L'shem Pesach and it became Shlomim. Well, that's not exactly so. That's not precise. It's similar to Shlomim, but it's not 100% Shlomim, because if it were Shlomim, it would have 2 days of an allotment to eat it.
But that's not a Chumrah, that's a Kula.
Well, I'm not sure which way you're going. It's a Kula Shlomim and a Chumrah in Pesach L'shem Shlomim. because we're whittling down the amount of time. In other words, I'm just pointing out that there's still some shirayim left of the shame, the original shame Pesach.
Yeah,
okay, let's get back to the Gemara. So I'll beg your indulgence to try to go a little bit longer today. Not much longer, because I'm running out of steam, but the next shiur that I'm going to give you is here on the top of Daf Tes Amud Beis, and that you'll find April 19th, even though today is only April 18th. How did that happen? Okay. Maybe Yavin. But please do me a favor, Don. Have you seen that shiur online?
I've seen it there. I haven't listened to it yet.
No, I don't mean that. It's there. Because I tried to look for it. For some reason, I had trouble finding it. I think I confused the computer when I wrote 19. But now I confuse myself. I can't find it. But you saw it. Okay, so that calms me down. Eight F and M be soon. If one person saw it, then I know it's there somewhere. Shmuel, you also saw it. Okay.
But I think you're right. Sometimes it doesn't show up. On the
so if you gentlemen would be kind enough to listen to that shiur tomorrow, because I already put up the 20th and the 21st. I'm up to, I think, the 22nd, which is Daf Yud Beis.
If you go in and you go to teachers, click on Rav Berzon, and then do filter and do this month.
Right.
That
sure,
it might even this week. No, he recorded it last week, so he can't do this week. You have to do this month. It should, you'll see it's dated April 19th. It says Pigel in the title, so.
It says Pigel?
Yeah, you wrote Pigel somewhere in the middle of the title.
Okay. Hopefully that's not a Machsheva Poselet. Okay. So he says the following. So where are we? Oh. Ihochi. The Gemara asks the fine question, Hashta Nami. According to your logic, we should be asking about Pesach Shalom Mizmana when it becomes Shalom, Mika Midi, the Pesach Gufe Loboy Nisachim, and Mosari by Nisachim. Interesting. There's no din of Nisachim in a carbon Pesach. But once we are Oker the Shem Pesach, and now it becomes Shalom, we're going to have to add Nisachim. Now we just finished saying that the reason why we don't add in the case of Lashem Toda Lechem is because Pesach itself doesn't require the accompaniment of Lechem. So why not apply the same logic to Nisachim and say that since Pesach itself doesn't require Nisachim, certainly this Shlomim as an extension of Pesach in the case of Mosar Pesach should not require Nisachim. Let's be consistent.
That's a strange thing in the first place. Why does it Pesach doesn't require Lechem? That doesn't require Lechem. It's usher to use Lechem.
All right. No, we're just asking, what is the nature of the carbon? So the Gemara thinks logically, we should have said that since he had in mind l'shem toda, and we said through the klal pratu klal's anything similar to shlomim,
right,
that means the machshava will make it into a toda. Right. And the Gemara says, "Mayn afkamina, you'd have to accompany with lechem." So the Gemara says, "No. When you change the nature of Pesach, you can do so without adding new dinim that are totally foreign to it. So when the Torah specifies Shlomim, it's because Shlomim has all the dinim of Pesach and there's nothing, no foreign element here. But now you're going to throw Toda into this pot. You're in trouble because Toda is a whole different kind of Seder HaKarbon. So now the Gemara asks, wait a minute. Shlomim is also a different kind of Seder HaKarbon. You've gone way beyond the Karbon Pesach. You're adding a Sachim. So the Gemara says, Anan Hachi Kamrina. What I meant to say before is that we found in Toda itself a din of Mosar. For example, let's say a person was Magdish a behemoth for a Toda, he got out of jail, and then he lost the behemoth. He replaced it with another carbon, then he found the original carbon. The second carbon now becomes Mosar, and the din is that it's Karev below Lechem. Okay, this is based on a pasuk in Chumash, quoted by the Mishnah in Menachos Hayin Tes, Vehikriv al Zevach HaTodo Chalos Matzos. Todo Teuna Lechem Velo Mosar. In other words, Mosar, or otherwise known as Chilufa, which is the replacement, because he wanted to replace it and then he found the original, that doesn't require Lechem. So that's interesting. Now, in a case of Mosar of Todo, which was a Todo, we say that it doesn't require lechem. Now you're going to tell me in the case of Mosar Pesach, which was Shechted L'Shem Toda, all of a sudden, magically, it's going to require lechem? V'ilu Mosar di'asilu hume alma boy lechem. In other words, it's impossible to say that a toda that was never, that it never mukdash l'chatchil l'shem toda, but it was just a Mosar Pesach, and you had in mind l'shem toda, now it's going to take on the status of a toda, and it's going to require lechem. I mean, at least in the case of Mosar toda, it was a toda from the get-go. There was a habavita to say lechem. The Torah has a special drasha to exclude lechem. In the case of Pesach, it was never in the ballpark of a toda. So now you're going to say, well, he had a machshav in this Mosar Pesach l'shem toda, so now it should be brought with lechem. That doesn't make any sense. But let's just think, how does that apply? How does that apply in the case of Shlomim? Ah, because in Mosar Shlomim, all the dinim of Shlomim will apply. So let's say, for example, I had to bring a carbon Shlomim, and I designated a different carbon, thinking the first one was lost, I found the first one. The second one, which is called Mosar Shlomim, that would have all the dinim of a carbon Shlomim. Let's just see if I'm right. He says, yeah, in Toda, we have a special law that Mosar Toda does not have lechem. But in the case of Mosar Shlomim, it would have Nesachim, or Tnufa Shavi Chazvi Shog. Oh, so now Rav Yemar asks the following question we're about to embark upon. How do we know that Ve'im Atzon Karbono is talking about Mosar HaPesach? Maskif lo Rav Yemar B'reid Rav Chilel, from the beginning we've been saying that this pasuk is referring to Mosar Pesach. How do we know that that's so mimai de Mosar Pesach Siv when it says Ve'im Atzon Karbono? Dilma B'Mosar Osham Siv. Asham is also only Minatzon. We assumed before, but mistakenly so, that the only carbon that's brought exclusively Minatzon is a carbon Pesach, the little lamb, right? But in truth, Asham also fits this possible bill. It's also Minatzon. And maybe the Torah is telling me that Asham, in a case of Mesu Bailov, or where he brought a second Asham thinking the first one was lost and then he found the first one, and you bring it with Kates Olas Kates on his back, which means the Mosar Asham, then it's not kosher as an Ola. You have to be Oker Mimenu Shem Asham by shechting it with Shem Shlomim or Shem Zevach Acher.
Why do you have to do that? Because it's only Mosar. It's only
well, again, let's go back to our understanding of the pasuk. We're saying that we're talking about Pesach b'shayimos hashana, right. And we're saying that if you shechted l'shem any other carbon, it becomes shlomim.
Right.
Who says? Maybe the Torah is referring to a carbon asham that was mosar, and the Torah says now if you shechted l'shem shlomim, it becomes shlomim, or whatever akira, whatever laws of akira will apply. But how do you know we're talking about a carbon pesach? The fact that it says the word son, that certainly doesn't exclude the candidacy of an Asham. An Asham is also only Tzon. Amarav, Amakrav, V'im in Atzon Karbano L'Zevach Shlomim Dover HaShoveh B'chol Atzon. In other words, we're going to focus exclusively on Pesach. Why on Pesach? Because we need a Dover HaShoveh B'chol Atzon. And that's Pesach. In other words, all tzon are included. Asham is only when it is. You know, again, I don't know, in the Haggadahs that I have, in English, it always says the Paschal Lamb. Is that true?
Yes.
Did you ever see a Haggadah that was called the Paschal Goat? Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Apparently the people who translate the Haggadahs are not Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara says explicitly that when it says tzon, it includes all categories of tzon. And we're referring specifically to a carbon Pesach, correct? So Pesach is ba min ha-kvasim u-min ha-izim. You could bring it from a lamb or a sheep or a goat, but an Asham is only bought min ha-izim. So 2 points for izim. I always tell you the story about my father's goat. You know, I love the goats, right? And that's what I'm drinking. I had for breakfast today chalav izim. Okay. So in any event, the pasuk itself indicates that we're talking exclusively about a carbon Pesach. Maskif le'rav ovim bar chiyov item rav ovim bar kana b'chol asar at amrin. In general, you always tell me min lahotzi. In other words, whenever you say, when it says min in the Torah, like bring it from this, it's coming to exclude other types of categories, right? But for Kan, you're telling me min l'rabos. In other words, when it says min hatzon, it means bechol tzon. Maybe min hatzon means from the tzon, a specific subcategory of tzon, which would be izim. How do you know the min hatzon in this pasuk means from any tzon? Is it a min or a ribui? Omer Rabbi Mani, hachanami. Here also min lahotzi. It's also a mute. Delo asi ben shtei shanim velo asi b'nekeva. Which means that the Pesach cannot come from all kvasim. It has to come from a keves zachar ben shnoso. It's only a year old. If it's older than that, it's not a candidate. If it's 2 years old, it's too old. Right? So this is interesting. You know, you don't think of something as being so old because it's 2 years old. You know, if it's 70 years old, now we have a state. But minatzon is mashma all minitzon, meaning all categories of tzon, all types of animals of tzon, all species of tzon. But the min comes to exclude ben shnatayim. Right? Is min lamait is coming to exclude ben shnatayim and also to exclude in a keva. It's got to be a zohar. Maskifla ravchina bigdosa. I was hoping that we would get to the end of this sugya. Okay, so I see we're going on and on. So let's stop here because I see it's already getting late. Let's make a note of where we got up to. Now I need your help over here because I want this experiment to succeed. So we have to make sure we know where we're up to. So we're on Daf Tes Amid Aleph, and we're up to Maskif La Rav China, which is, just 1 second, where is it? Let's see where it is. Can anybody tell me where it is? Meaning how many long, I mean I could, it's like 2/3 of the way down. I guess it's about 15 lines up from the bottom. I don't see another simon here that I can give you. So that's where we're up to. Now, the April 19th shiur begins on Daf Tes Amud Beis on line 10. Okay, so we're not that far. We have approximately 15 to 20 lines down on Daf Tes to fill in. This is work for me either this afternoon, or I have a Skype share this afternoon and then Yom HaTzmaut celebration. I don't know, maybe tomorrow morning on the way to the airport. I don't know how. But that's about 20 lines here, 15, 20 lines on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, and then another 10 lines on Daf Tes Amud Beis. So I got close to my goal. Now, assuming Emirz Hashem, Beis Hashem Yisbarach, I'll fill in those, we'll call it 30 lines.
Mozart.
Right? What do you say?
Mozart.
Yeah, the Mozart. Then you're linked up to here. Now, up to date, I have gotten all the way up to Yud Beis Amud Aleph. That's where I'm up to. So Emirz Hashem will be able to pick up from Yud Beis, and my goal would be to be realistic, maybe to get to, if I'm really really lucky, to Daf Yud Gimel Yud Dalet. So
while you're away.
While I'm away. You know, again, if it all depends on if I have time, if I have a recorder, if I can prepare the shiur, if I can say the shiur, if I can put it up online, if I get a computer. You know, there are 50 different
in terms of the documents.